Abortionist works on bicep strength to extract those darn baby heads. The Center for Medical Progress has released a disturbing new video in which David Dalyden interviews abortionist slash obstetrician Dr. Deshaun Taylor, who used to kill humans in the womb for Planned Parenthood, but started her own abattoir, that is a slaughterhouse, in Arizona in 2013. Taylor is also a member of NARAL, the National Abortion Rights Action League, Pro-Choice Arizona, and the National Abortion Federation Society of Family Planning. The occasion of Dalyden's conversation with fetus killer Taylor was the swanky George Tiller Memorial Networking Reception, co-sponsored by Planned Parenthood and the Society of Family Planning. The MC for the evening's festivities was none other than wine-swilling, salad-munching abortionist Deborah Nucatola, who you can read about on the Illinois Family Institute website. Yep, the infamous late-term abortionist George Tiller is honored by abortionists everywhere. Starting at 20 weeks gestation, Dr. Taylor uses digoxin to stop babies' hearts. And I quote, "So the thing is, it's really an issue because in Arizona, if the fetus comes out with any signs of life, we're supposed to transport it to the hospital," end quote. Taylor injects the hearts of humans in the womb with digoxin to ensure she kills it. She definitely does not want to transport a living fetus to a hospital. Since Taylor is a stickler for technical language, she is likely familiar with Planned Parenthood's definition of fetus, and I quote, "The organism that develops from the embryo at the end of about 8 weeks of pregnancy and receives nourishment through the placenta," end quote. Therefore, a human that has exited a woman's body is no longer being nourished through placenta and is no longer a fetus, even by Planned Parenthood's definition. When asked whether there is any standard for procedure for verifying signs of life, Taylor offered this odd response, and I quote, "The key is you need to pay attention to who's in the room, because the law states that you're not supposed to do any maneuvers after the fact, that is after delivery, to cause fetal demise. So it's really tricky. So most of the time we do digoxin and it usually works," end quote. Well, she didn't answer the question, but she did make clear that ensuring death in the womb is a tricky business solved by the use of digoxin. For the blessedly uninformed, here's how digoxin works, and I quote, "To help ensure the baby will be delivered dead and not alive, the abortionist uses a large needle to inject digoxin or potassium chloride through the woman's abdomen or vagina, targeting the baby's heart, torso, or head. When the digoxin takes effect, the lethal dose causes a fatal cardiac arrest and the baby's life will end. Even if the needle misses the baby, digoxin can still kill the baby when released into the amniotic sac, but will usually take longer to kill the child," end quote. Taylor kills fetuses up to 24 weeks gestation. At 24 weeks gestation, these tiny humans are about 11.5 inches long and weigh about 1.5 pounds. They have ears, eyes, eyebrows, eyelashes, fingers with unique fingerprints, toes, female or male genitalia, brains, and functioning organs, including pumping hearts. After explaining that most of the abortions she performs are elective abortions, Taylor shares this grotesque and euphemistically clinical description of her technique for killing small humans, and I quote, "My technique is a disarticulation technique," end quote. For those who wonder what the heck a disarticulation technique is, it's the dismemberment of the tiny human. Feticidal physician Taylor goes on to explain why she uses the dismemberment technique, and I quote, "It's not a matter of how I feel about it," that is the baby, "coming out intact, but I got to worry about my staff and people's feelings about it coming out looking like a baby," end quote. It's so weird that fetuses could come out looking like babies. I mean, progressives keep telling everyone that the humans growing inside women are definitely not babies. Well, I guess if their little heads are crushed, I mean, if their calvaria are compressed, they probably do look less like babies and less like fetuses. They probably look more like the bloody messes we see in movies about sociopathic serial killers. Taylor says the conservatism of Arizona mitigates against her delivering an intact human. And I quote, "Arizona is so conservative, I just don't even want to send a full fetus to for cremation or any of that," end quote. Some may be beginning to think that nothing bothers the seared conscience and sensibilities of Taylor, but they would be wrong. She complains about her people who do the paperwork for the fetal death certificates for the humans whose heartbeats Taylor stops through digoxin injections, and I quote, "They email us calling them babies, baby this, baby that, baby so-and-so, and I'm like, that's creepy," end quote. In the dystopian world of morally untethered womb killing, injecting the developing bodies of defenseless humans with digoxin to stop their hearts, and disarticulating their bodies so as to assuage the feelings of her staff, are not creepy, but referring to these tiny humans as babies is creepy. Taylor's chosen profession as baby killer, I mean feticide specialist, involves manifold inconveniences for her. Not only does Taylor have to worry about the feelings of her staff when confronted with a fetus that looks surprisingly like a baby, and deal with creepy descriptions of tiny humans as babies, but she also has to work out to perform her job. And I quote, "I have to tell you anecdotally, my biceps appreciate it when the digoxin works. It does not take me any longer to complete the procedure when the digoxin doesn't work, but it takes more force. I remember when I was training, I was like, oh, I have to hit the gym for this," end quote. Taylor explains that even when babies are in breech positions, that is, feet first, which is the easiest position for abortionists, those darn baby heads, or calvaria, as abortionists prefer to call them, still pose a delivery problem. And I quote, "Breech makes it a lot easier, but there's still going to have to be some decompression of the calvarium for it to come out," end quote. Progressives affirm a non-existent moral right to crush babies' skulls, inject babies' hearts with digoxin, and dismember babies' bodies, and call it choice. To add insult to the injury and sanitized evil done to millions and millions of babies, we subsidize this barbarism.